Sai's Glory, His Divine Story, every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned. Om Shri Sai Ram. It's a bright and beautiful morning here in Prashanti Nilayam, India, the divine abode of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba and the spiritual capital of the universe. Today is the 16th of April 2015 and the current temperature outside our studios is 24 degrees Celsius and we are expecting daytime highs of 32 degrees Celsius. Welcome to Morning Glory on Thursday Live. My name is Karuna and I'm coming to you from a very pleasant and lush green valley because the sudden onset of rains in the afternoons last week relieved us from the dry heat we were experiencing recently. And all of a sudden, our night times are quite pleasant and almost cool and daytime temperature is very tolerable. Last 2 weeks on Morning Glory, we have enjoyed the phenomenally inspiring conversation with my colleague, Brother C.G. Sai Prakash, wherein he shared his experiences with Bhagwan Baba. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for your wonderful feedback to the first two episodes of this Fleeting Moments interview with Mr. C.G. Sai Prakash, who studied at Bhagwan School and University from Grade 1 to Masters in Biosciences, and he now works with us at Radio Sai. Last week, we paused our conversation with C.G. Sai Prakash talking about Prema Pravaham experience. That was the musical extravaganza that the musically talented alumni members here in Prashanti Nilayam prepared under the guidance of Professor G. Venkatraman for Baba's 85th birthday celebrations. So today, we will take this conversation further. So, Sai Ram Brother Sai Prakash, and welcome once again to Fleeting Moments on Morning Glory Thursday Live.
Thank you, Didi. Thank you for having me again, once again.
It's a pleasure. Last week we spoke of the better version of the Prema Pravaham that you composed using GarageBand and how Bhagwan assured you that this program would happen. Subsequently, you came across all the right professional music directors, musicians from Chennai. So, let's move on from here. What happened next?
See, as I mentioned last time, we made this rough version of Prema Pravaham and that was one song. Basically, it was one song of the five that
Jagatiki.
We had. This was Veda Sarame. The lyrics were written by one Mr. Prakash Rao from Vishakhapatnam. He is an ardent devotee of Swami. And as I mentioned earlier, Professor Venkatraman had decided the themes. And he had divided them into different songs. And so this theme of the Vedam, how Bhagawan was the sustainer and the one who inspired the Vedic pundits. So
and
that
revived,
was
the culture.
Revived the culture. So that was, lyrics were written by Mr. Prakash Rao. And I had done a rough tune which Swami saw. And then what happened was, we got one musician to tune the we got the lyrics of all the five songs and we got a musician to tune it. Now, the tune was very good, but it was rather, classical, semi-classical type. And it was good as a song. Now, when you take a song and then you tune it, it has to be good as a song, as strong as it is just a song. Now, the program we were planning was slightly unique because we wanted visuals. Now, this had to become like a music video. Now, this is basically a music video. In music video, you have to give almost equal importance to the visuals and the music. So, what happened is, the earlier tunes of the songs were good, very good tunes, but they remained as good tunes for a song. So we wanted to explore further and we wanted to see whether we could really incorporate visuals and have lot of music such that there is scope. There is scope for visuals and all that. So, when we started thinking that way, in fact, at one point in time in the console room, some of our elders, the trustees were there, and there were a few moments of high tension because time was, you know, it was a most prestigious event, that is to have it on the birthday of 85th birthday of Bhagwan. You can imagine how many professionals would be eyeing that slot. And so some of the trustees who were there, they said, no, it has to be much grander. You cannot have a simple tune for this. Then we said, yeah, if that's how Swami wants it, yes, that's how it should happen. And over the casual conversation, we were deciding whom to approach. There were a lot of big names suggested. We could go to this person, this person, this person. A lot of big musicians, music composers. Maybe we could go to them. But then one suggestion which one of my brothers gave there, that why not we contact Sri Rajkumar Bharti sir? Because he has been composing fantastic music for devotional and then light classical and for dance, etc. So we said, okay, how to contact him? Let us contact Shravanam, that is in Chennai. So we contacted Shravanam, and the moment we rang up, the trustees were sitting, call him right now. So we just contacted him, and the moment we called him up, he said, sir is there right next to me, standing in the studio. Now, that was a very uncommon thing at that time, because Rajkumar sir had just begun doing some recordings with Shravanam. In fact, that's a very good studio in Chennai. Sai Shravanam is, Sai Youth, and Bhajan, he plays a fantastic tabla in the Sundaram Bhajan group, as a part of Sundaram Bhajan group. And he's also a professional audio engineer. So his studios called Resound India are, have got a name of its own now. So at that time, Rajkumar sir had come there to tell him that the other commitment which they had was cancelled. They had a recording for a party from Mumbai, and the hard disk had crashed. So he came there to tell Shravanam that, you know, see, the hard disk has crashed, so we may have to postpone the recording. At that time, our phone call came in. See the timing. So just the phone call came in, and he said, this is Swami's work. Sir, we have to start and go. So the next morning, both of them were here in Parthi. When they were here in Parthi, they heard the song and they said, yes, let us go ahead and let us start working on this. So the moment they came here and they heard and they took the decision to go ahead, the moment they went back to Chennai, see, it's like magic. It's like magic, and everything fell into place. They said, even in Rajkumar sir's own words, he says, even if I stand upside down in this life, I cannot do another project like Prema Pravaham.
That's huge.
Yeah, he said the way things fell in place, every musician they contacted, he said, yes sir, I am available for these 2 days. I am available only at this time. It was pre-orchestrated. Everything was pre-orchestrated. None of them took any money for this project. I mean, they are professional musicians. Can you believe it? If you were to do this project on a commercial scale, you would have had to spend a lot of money, because the class of musicians who came and participated, the quality of composition, the quality of recording, etc., would have costed you a lot. Everybody came, and you know, that's what you have to remember all the time, that you are doing nothing.
Because somebody else is conducting this orchestra of our life.
Exactly. Here we are in Puttaparthi thinking that we are going to do something for Swami's birthday. We are doing nothing. He is getting it done. And imagine all the musicians in Chennai, the professional musicians, they got an opportunity to offer their music to Bhagwan on the last birthday of his physical form, when nobody knew it at that time.
Yes. And Brother C.G., the version that you created using GarageBand, that obviously underwent a lot of evolution.
Yeah, it did. I mean, that was a simple effort, but a loving effort. And I think it's not out of place to mention here that Sri Rajkumar Bharti sir came. In fact, he's such a great soul. He's such a great person. and such a simple heart and so much of love and devotion for Bhagwan. The idea of, yes, doing a musical composition for his birthday itself was grand, and yes, there was a lot of enthusiasm for it. But the moment he heard my version of the composition, he was very touched. He said that, "Arey, this boy without anything, he has sat here and done this much. I think we should take it up." In fact, that urged him to take up the whole project.
Oh, so let's just play for the listeners what it was you had created that touched him so deeply. Just a small clip from your rough cut.
Yeah, listening to it after a long time. Yes, it has its own value.
సారమే విశ్వమంతటికి జీవనాధారము, వేదవాణి సకల జనులకు దారి చూపే దీపము. వేద సారమే విశ్వమంతటికి జీవనాధారము, వేదవాణి సకల జనులకు దారి చూపే దీపము. వేదము సృష్టికి మూలము జనవాహినికి ఇది తెలుపగా, ప్రళయ పయోధిని మరుగైపోయిన వేద రాశి దరిచేర్చగా, కరులు గిరులు నదులు నిరులతో నవ జగతిని నిర్మించగా, అవధరించినావు స్వామి అవతరించినావు స్వామి అవతరించినావు. మూర్తిగ రూపము దాల్చి హిరణ్యాక్షుని కూల్చావు, వేదనిధిని సంరక్షించి నమ్మిన వారిని బ్రోచావు, వేద శాఖలే తోబుట్టువులుగా రామునిగా ప్రభవించావు, యాగముగా చే ఋషులను బ్రోచి దానవులను పరిమాచావు, గోపబాలునిగా అసురుల దించి నీ భక్తుల రక్షించావు, గీతామృతమును బోధన చేసి వేదసారమందించావు, సర్వోపనిషదోగావు దోగ్ధా గోపాలనందనః, పార్థో వత్స సుధీర్భోక్తా దుగ్ధం గీతామృతం మహతే. ఓం భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్య సాయి బాబాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సత్య స్వరూపాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సత్య ధర్మ పరాయణాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ప్రేమాత్మనే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వజ్ఞాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వశక్తిమూర్తయే నమః. వేద పురుషని అవతరించగా సంశయించినారు, దర్శనముతో భ్రమలు తొలగిని దివ్య సన్నిధికి చేరారు, వేద నిధికి ప్రశాంతి నిలయం మూల పీఠమై వెలిసింది, యజ్ఞయాగముల వేద వైభవం వేయిరేకులై విరిసింది, యజ్ఞయాగముల వేద వైభవం వేయిరేకులై విరిసింది.
Oh, మంగరుమొలకా సుందర సుమదళ శోభతో మహావృక్షమై పెరిగింది వేద ఘోష నినదించింది కులము మతము భాషా మరచి జనవాహిని శృతి కలిపారు అందరూ ఒకటై ముక్త కంఠముతో వేదాధ్యయనం చేశారు జగతిని ఒకడే దైవమని విశ్వజనీనం వేదమని
అమృతవాణి వినిపించ
That was what you created, CG, and then after it was made the final cut, you added beautiful visuals and it was made into a musical video.
Now what happened was after the after sir had taken up the project, song by song, because what I did was, I said we want an intro music here because I want to put these visuals. Now there has to be a continuity in terms of visuals as well as the song. So the song and the music continuity remains, but the visual continuity has to come in. And there are certain places where we wanted to add more visuals so that the point is driven home. So it was an elaborate process, you know, where we took the lyrics, broke it up and said that here we need a music piece, here we need a connection. And I sat and wrote word by word meaning for each word in the lyrics. Word by word meaning. And what is the suggested visuals that will come there? So that elaborate document was sent to sir, and then from there he took on. Incredible, incredible, because he said, that's how, I mean, every song they wanted to come and do. So then what he did was, he did one song, the same Veda Sarame, he redid the music and everything, and one or two of our trustees went to Chennai, who were living in Chennai, they went, and they heard the song, and they were totally amazed, as were we. I went there for that audition as well, and it was totally out of the world.
Because it is very grand. It had a cosmic feel to it. It made you feel, I remember listening to it the first time and thinking, wow, it's making my heart swell with joy, with pride, with awe. It's so powerful.
Very powerful. And you know, most amazing part was because when he asked us to send the word by word meaning, sir composed it keeping that in mind. See, when he composed the tune, in fact, I had conversations with Shravanam because he was involved in the entire process of composing and recording this stuff. Means there was a beautiful ragam going on and a very nice beat, and the tune was so beautiful. And he said, sir, let us continue this tune for one more line. He says, no, look at the meaning. The meaning is changed. I mean, till here the tune and that ragam is nice. Now the meaning has changed, the beat will change, the ragam will change, everything will change.
See, that's a professional person, so much attention to detail.
And the way he did the composition, he said, every word has to be given its importance. Oh. And it was given. See, I can give you a few random examples. Yeah. See, in one or two of the songs, you are having a nice Guru Brahm anyway, it's going on in Raag Kirwani. Very beautiful composition. Now, the moment it comes to Gram Seva, immediately it changes to folk tune. Gramalo, Nagaralo. So, it changes. The whole tune changes. He says, sir, you are sacrificing such a... He said, look at the meaning. That was the, you know, commitment with which he did it. And every line, every word, he gave it its due importance. And one more thing which should not go unmentioned is they said to the maximum extent possible, they tried to use original instruments. See, you can have one keyboard and just do a lot of things. But since this is an offering to Bhagwan, and there are people, after the, see, for those who know little, have a little bit of music background, once the keyboard and the MIDI tones have come into play, lot of the original instrumentalists are started losing their job. You know, there are people who, there is an instrument called a triangle. I don't know if people know. It just gives rhythm. The Russians use it a lot. Then there is a wooden block which gives a crick crick kind of sound, and the maracas. See, these instruments are, you can easily add it in the digital, from the digital MIDI tones, and they would sound absolutely natural. But Rajkumar sir insisted that there are artists who still play these instruments. Let us give them also a chance to participate in Swami's recording.
Now you're tempting us too much. I think it's time we pause and listen to a clip from this beautiful music.
Yes, I think if we play the same song, the Veda Sarame, which sir had composed, the grand version of Veda Sarame, yes, that would be fantastic.
Perfect.
Sai Premaye Veda Saramu. విశ్వమంతటికి జీవనాధారము
వేదవాణి సకల జనులకు దారి చూపే దీపము వేదసారమే విశ్వమంతటికి జీవనాధారము
వేదవాణి సకల జనులకు దారి చూపే దీపము
సృష్టికి మూలము జనవాహినికిది తెలుపగా ప్రణవము వేదము సృష్టికి మూలము జనవాహినికిది తెలుపగా
సోమకాసురుని సంహరించి ఇల వేద రాశి దరి చేర్చగా
అవతరించినావు స్వామి అవతరించినావు
వేదశాఖలే తో పుట్టువులుగరామునిగా ప్రభవించినావు
వేదశాఖలే తో పుట్టువులుగరామునిగా ప్రభవించినావు
యాగముగాచి ఋషులను బ్రోచి దానములను పరిమార్చినావు యాగముగాచి ఋషులను బ్రోచి దానములను పరిమార్చినావు
గోపబాలునిగా అసురులే దృంచి నీ భక్తులే రక్షించినావు
గోప బాలునిగా అసురుల దృంచి నీ భక్తుల రక్షించినావు. మృతమును బోధన చేసి వేదసారం అందించినావు, వేదసారం అందించినావు.
So, CG, the 85th birthday musical extravaganza, Swami just loved it. All we saw on stage were all of you dressed very well, like bridegrooms going to a wedding procession.
That's true. In fact, he got the
dress done for us,
I told
yes.
you the, in the previous.
Yeah. But Swami's reaction, it was so moving. He was so emotional. He was so pleased. He was so... I don't know how to describe it.
Maybe I should take 2 minutes here.
Please.
To go to other side of Prema Pravaham.
Mm-hmm.
There is another side, which is the technical side. Okay. Now, on one side you had the songs, the compositions coming up and the visuals going in. See, very frankly, this entire Prema Pravaham episode has taught me. It means that was one of the greatest lessons in my life. That if Swami wants, anything can happen. And if he does not want it, you stand upside down. It will not happen. Here, there were so many forces that were coming in, you know, because that was a prime slot for birthday. Everybody wanted to give in their best. Apart from, you know, the participants, some people, some of the elders came and said, you know, you send the lyrics to Bhagwan, but he put it aside. Maybe you should change the lyrics. Maybe you should change the music. I mean, it was too late in the day. And I was battling this. See, this was the greatest lesson I learnt in Prema Pravaham. Yes, the music was grand. The offering was grand. Everything was beautiful. But the lesson that I learnt will stay with me all through my life. The moment you start trying to battle an event or a happening or, you know, somebody's suggestion or the situation as such, you are trying to put forth an opinion that you are the one doing it. Because you believe you are doing it or you have to do it. Now, in this Prema Pravaham case, as I just mentioned, some of the elders felt that, you know, that the lyrics that you have sent to Swami, Swami saw it for a very brief moment and kept it aside. So maybe he is not happy with the visuals. See, these are tests that come in between. I was trying to battle the situation. I said, no sir, Swami, if he was not happy, he would have told, why do you want to change it? Already the music composition is going on. All those things I was battling. And you won't believe it, this battle went on for a week's time. You know, when the days were coming closer to birthday, for a week this kind of battling was going on. And one night I said, no Swami, something is wrong. I told Swami, there is a mistake in my approach. I should stop battling this situation because who knows? You want this to happen like this. Why should I think that I am doing this right? So I sat, I prayed to Swami, Swami, whatever is your will, let that happen. Till the time I was telling that no, it should be this way, it should be this way. The battle was not coming to an end. So I sat and I prayed to Swami. I said, Swami, whatever is your will, let that happen.
Hmm.
You won't believe it. The next morning, those elders called up and said, maybe that's how Swami wants it. Let the same lyrics and the music continue.
The moment you surrendered to
the
him.
Moment I surrendered.
Yeah.
I
think most of our obstacles we create because we resist, we fight, we put
resist. And
ego
that
point.
Is the lesson that Swami wanted to teach.
Hmm.
The same lyrics continued, the same music continued.
Right.
But
you
when I surrendered,
yeah.
See, when I surrendered, I said, Swami, you are doing it. then that this particular incident gave me confidence for many more shocks that were to come. I became very cool.
In Mr. fact, shockproof.
It was a very big thing.
Swami was installing a voltage stabilizer in you because, you know, in India we have a lot of power cuts, fluctuations.
See, for the 85th birthday, which was such a big event, we at the studio had to look after the video coverage. We had to look after the sound system in the Kulwant Hall as well as in the ground, hiring and installation of sound system, LED screens, dealing with press and Prema Pravaha. And we had this Message of the Lord series going on the internet. So you can imagine, if I go to Message of the Lord, I have to deal with four other people this day. I just became a robo at that time. I became numb. I just said, take things as it comes. Just go ahead. And for people who attended the 85th birthday, that was the first time we had 5 LED screens in the ground. Huge LED screens. Now that's a story in itself, because on the 23rd, that was the birthday morning, Swami came to the Hillview Stadium quite late. And then by the time he wound up and came back, it had become quite late in the afternoon. And since the crowd was so massive, the LED screen that was to be brought and fixed for Swami to view for the evening function was still on its way. It had to be brought from Bangalore. Then it reached a junction on the other side of Chitravati, and the police people promptly stopped it. They said, no, it can't be taken in. These are instructions. I said, hey, this for Swami. We have to set it up. You know, setting up an LED screen takes more than two and a half hours. And it had to be brought in only in the afternoon because they didn't want it standing there in the morning. So it had to be brought in the afternoon, and this was stopped. Then I had to contact a lot of police officials and the higher ups. Finally, we got permission for it to be released. Now, they came in the hot afternoon, started setting it up. They took a good 2.5 hours. I said, Swami, thank God. In between, suddenly one more wave and a tremor. So they said the program might not be in the ground, it might be in the Kulwant Hall.
Oh, great.
Then I said, fine, Swami, whatever. Now I had learned the mantra. You know, the mantra was surrender. Swami, you want it in Kulwant Hall? Yes, we'll have it in Kulwant Hall. You want it in the ground? Yes, we'll have it in the ground. Whatever you want. And so the screen did come, set up everything, 2.5 hours of hard work, and we put on the screen, it is not working. You won't believe it, at 4:30, 5 o'clock, the screen is not working. The screen which Swami is going to sit and see. There was absolute panic. Then I said, no, maintain your cool. surrender. I'm not joking. Today when I think back, it sounds easy. But at that point, you can imagine the tension. Because we were not able to, those fellows were saying, sir, yesterday we used this screen. Yesterday it was working so fine. Why is it not working now? Nobody had a clue. Then finally, after, I said, calm down. Now you go step by step. Go over it again. What could have gone wrong? Finally, we realized that the power supply that we were getting for the screen, we were not getting full voltage. So because we were not getting full voltage, there were a lot of lines coming in the screen. Now, the moment we shifted it to the actual raw power, it was working perfectly fine.
What a relief.
Things happening in
so
rapid
succession. So much drama, no? Swami puts you through.
But I realize that it's only to drive home that, right, to make you learn that lesson.
Trust Him, surrender.
Just surrender. And He will take care. He will take care. So, what happened was,
and don't panic, don't get a heart attack.
You won't believe it, on that day, on the evening of 23rd, the main LED screen ran with raw power. I don't think anybody knows. We asked them, you think there is a chance the power will get cut? They said, no. Because once an LED goes off, then again it takes time to come on and all that. They said, no, it will not. So, we said, just give that raw power. It had no generator backup. The main screen which Swami was sitting and seeing. I mean, these were risks you cannot take consciously, but we had no other choice.
And when did you have the time to get all beautified and prettied up for the Prema Prabham? You were slogging in the hot sun till the last minute.
I had my kurta brought in there to the ground.
And behind some tree you changed quickly.
That's it. There's no time at all. And I was sitting with the console, because now this Prema Praham, as people would have seen the DVD, is a video music video. So we had the backing tracks, the minus one tracks along with the visuals were to be played from a master tape.
Mm-hmm.
And the singing was live on the stage. And I was with the console and I had to play the tape. Now the entire program depended on the tape. And you can't imagine the amount of tension because anything happens to the tape, it gets stuck. The program is stuck. It's absolutely, I mean...
Your nerves, man.
See, today, when I think of it, I still feel the tension. Because very frankly, we had only one tape.
Not even a backup.
We didn't have a backup because we completed writing the master tape. And because of so many things, I had to go over the visuals. Every morning I was running around for setting up the sound system, LED screens and video coverage. The nights I was sitting and doing the video editing for the Prema Praham. So it was quite a challenging thing. And when we actually wrote the final master tape, we thought on 23rd, after Swami goes back, we'll write a copy for that. But the way it happens, it was quite delayed and we didn't have time to write a copy. There was one master tape, which of course I played it through and through for the entire 1 hour and checked it. It was fine, so it did go on smoothly. And Swami came and that's how the grand Prema Pravaham program happened. In fact, the greatest kind of, I would say, satisfaction. It was like, this was G.V. sir's idea right from beginning, that when Lava Kusha could sing in front of the Lord Rama's, in Rama's palace, and sing his whole life story to him, that was the model with which this Prema Praham was made. So his students sitting and singing for him with the visuals of his entire life, you know, displayed right in front of Bhagwan's eyes. I mean, you can't ask for a better program.
Hmm. We saw Bhagwan's reaction and we know that he was so deeply touched and moved by this presentation. But that was visible to us. What about you? Behind the scenes, did he mention anything about the program?
He was very happy. Very happy. In fact, the subtle things, the small things with Bhagwan always make the greatest impact. He stopped it exactly there. After the first two songs, he just looked and then they said, Swami, few more songs. Swami said, smiled. He said, yeah, I know, continue. Exactly, Tu Pyar Ka Sagar Hai was the last song. He sat till the last song. The moment that song was over, he said, yes, enough. Means he knew exactly what was happening there. And the spontaneous joy and that enthusiasm with which he said, yes, come and take Namaskar. When some boys went up to him, he said, ah, this could. That expression on his face, I mean, that said it all.
Mm-hmm.
That, yes, I'm happy. Then the surprising part of the whole thing was, it did not end there. Because a couple of days later, first week of December, Swami suddenly asked for another music program. And I'm not clear with the dates, but maybe early second week of December, he asked for another music program by the same group of students who performed for Prema Pravaham. In fact, we actually wore the kurtas and came as well. And suddenly from nowhere, Swami brought out, beautiful trays with the words Prema Pravaham written on it. It was like a souvenir which Swami wanted to give it to all each the participants. It was amazing because, you know, some of the people who were there, after Swami gave the plates, they came and said, oh, you all had planned even for these, so beautifully designed. I said, what are you talking? I had no idea, no time to plan for so many years for Prema Praham.
For yourself.
Later, we got to know that Swami had rejected so many models.
Oh.
There were different models sent to him and he personally chose that, yes, this is a good model with Prema Praham words and Swami's photo and a very beautiful thing. I mean, I'm sure people will cherish it forever.
Oh, for sure. Definitely. Now, all this intense closeness, proximity, learning, it all happened towards the end of 2010.
Yeah.
And then 2011 was a very difficult year for everybody. The inevitable happened.
Yeah.
How did you cope with Mahasamadhi? Because it was double whammy for all of us. We were covering the hospitalization of Bhagwan, the events, dealing with the press and dealing with a personal sense of loss as well. What did it do for you, CG?
I was, to say it in very simple words, I was, of course, in a state of shock, but equally numb. Things were happening and things were moving. The situation demanded us, in a way, not to let him down. I mean, because we are in Radio Sai, yes, we cannot put ourselves, we cannot consider ourselves more important than our duty. That was the kind of feeling I had. Yes, totally heartbroken, we had no words. But at that moment, on 24th, there was some kind, it's just like a robotic moment. We had to do it mechanically, but we had to do our best. We never thought we would actually be covering such an event.
And we had to provide all the technical support for the live feed that worldwide people were watching.
Exactly. So, everything had to come, and we had a lot of pressure from the government, their cameramen, and so we were busy, very busy running around.
Laying cables and patching connections.
Exactly. In fact, for me, I really didn't have time to get, feel that kind of silence and that kind of loss which many of the devotees had. They sat and then they just cried out. I mean, I didn't have the time to do that, very frankly, because
luxury to do that.
I didn't have the time for that. I just had to run around because so many things to coordinate. I'm sure that's the case with many of the officials here. It was, too quick and too sudden, and you had to just handle the situation. I say, no, Swami, even in this situation, imagine if we all were saying, no, I'm moved off, I will not come, I'll not do my duty. You can't do that. You have to do your duty. It's only when I, sat back and looked at the videos and started editing the documentary, that's when I had actually all the time to sit and cry for it. In fact, that's how it happened. Because I had to go back to the visuals. I had to relive the whole thing. And then I had to start doing the editing for the documentary, The Eternal Dissolves into Eternity.
That's when your grieving process began.
Really, very frankly, that's how it happened.
Hmm.
So, it's just, I don't know. In fact, I had a very different kind of experience few days before 24th.
Tell us.
Very personal experience.
Please, share.
I don't know what it means to anybody else, but to me it means a lot, because this was on April 4th. That was on Ugadi Day in the year 2011. And I'm seated in the room, in the studio, and I was reading a book and thinking of Swami, because we were getting news, random news from the hospital. This and that and this. Yes, he's getting better. Yes, no. Now again, his pulse has come down. This regular updates and the so-called official updates. Mm. It was all very confusing. And about 10:15 or so, I was still in the studio, because that particular day, they said suddenly there was a lot of, uncertainty about the pulse and other things. Things were going up and down, pressures and so many things were happening. Mm. I was seated in the studio room, and about that time, what happened was suddenly I felt a very deep pain in my navel. See, this is a very personal experience, but felt a very deep pain, and I just closed my eyes, and there was a vision of something falling down a deep tunnel. There was a huge well, some kind of a huge well, and a very deep well, and as if something is just falling down, 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 and it just hits the base of the tunnel with a lot of, you know, when something falls down and a lot of dust is raised up, oof, that kind of thing, it just comes. And in some corner in my heart, something said that Swami has decided to leave us. This was way before, this was on April 4th, this was on Ugadi day. And as events turned out, that is when I think they actually had the ventilator system,
life support,
and life support system. But I don't know, to me it was just an, he is just giving a glimpse of what was to come.
Now, in the aftermath of the Mahasamadhi, you continue to perform the same roles as before, if not more responsibility. What keeps you driving?
Actually, you know, very frankly, for us who are at Radio Sai, unless you remind yourself that Swami is physically not here,
very true.
we are more or less the most fortunate few who can think of him all the time.
Because of the nature of our job.
We're
listening to his voice, we are reading his
seeing
messages,
his visuals.
Constantly looking at videos
You're looking at Swami all the time, you're seeing him all the time, and you have to just remind yourself that, okay, he is not here physically. Yes. Otherwise,
I even experience his presence right here in this chair, in the studio all the time. So I have to actually feel, I completely understand what you're saying.
So what happens is, this particular feeling which comes in very strongly is, no Swami, I will not let you down. You know, Swami doesn't need anything from us. In fact, those are the exact words he mentioned here in the studio when he came in the year 2002. He said, "Deen valla ochchede em ledu, poyede em ledu naaku. This kind of media work, what you are planning to do, I have no gain from these things. I don't lose anything or gain anything from this work. But if it makes you happy, you go ahead and do it."
And it really makes us so happy, so right.
So, he is not dependent on our work.
Absolutely not.
But to some extent, we feel that, no Swami, we will do it. We will do this for you. It's just an offering, like a child trying to make something beautiful for...
Like those calendars you made in grade 8.
That's right. So, what actually happens is, the many experiences that we have had over the years, we have to continue in the same spirit. Now, there was a Swami physically available, always enthusiastic, always forthcoming, always encouraging. In fact, I don't know whether I mentioned that particular incident, but the first time in my 8th, I had done many drawings earlier, on the 8th standard when I had first made a pencil sketch of Swami's face, and I just, with lot of, you know, fear and, you know, what would Swami say, just a lot of hesitation, I would say, tried to show it to him in darshan. His eyes just lit up. He said, "You did this drawing? So beautiful." He said, "Why don't you do painting? Why don't you start doing painting?" And that was, you know, that was the kind of enthusiasm and that was the kind of encouragement that Swami always gave. So that becomes, those things keep us going. I mean, the Swami who was physically around, available to encourage you, now we have to look for him within us. And every action that we do, every project that we do, everything that we do, say, the Swami within me, is he going to be happy? And he responds. He responds. He guides. He responds, he guides, and he inspires you. And the way things happen, the way things fall in place, the way things fell in place for Prema Praham, a million programs after that, a million projects after that. I mean, any project that we take up, things just fall in place. In fact, it was, you know, 24th April is round the corner, and we are planning to have Sai Pancharatna Kritis. Even for this project, the way things fell in place, and Sri Rajkumar Bharti sir is the one who has composed these songs. A very small incident. See, I'll just give you a very small incident. One of those days, see, we had given the lyrics to Rajkumar sir to tune them. And for a long time, yes, he was thinking of it, he was tuning it, he was busy with other things. Then one fine day I decided, okay, just this strong urge, a spontaneous thing, let us call sir and find out and fix a date for recording the rough tracks for sending it to people. Now I just called him up and he said, how did you know that I wanted to call you just now, right now? I said, I don't know. He said, I was just discussing with my student. His student had learnt the three new songs, because two songs were sung the previous year. The three new songs were learnt by his student, and she was telling him, and sir was telling her that yes, now is a good time to call up Prakash and fix up a time for the recording, and bang, my phone call comes. Who is guiding these things? Who is guiding all these things? He says, how did you know that you had to call up now? I said, how will I know? I don't know.
And we find that happening all the time in connection with our work at Radio Sai. We pray to Swami it happens. And we feel Swami is prompting everything. And he is so much more readily available and responsive even more now. See, because in the past we were focused on the physical form.
Yeah, yeah, that's the theory I have. He was always available all the time.
Exactly.
But we restricted him.
Yes. we restricted him to being in Yajur Mandir or Kulwant Hall or interview room. But now that we have lost those crutches that we depended on, I think our connection with him is even more live wire.
In fact, I had heard this from some of the elders. Now, I don't know the authenticity of what I'm just going to say, but one of the elders, I believe, in Vrindavan asked Swami many years ago that, Swami, so many institutions are there, so many projects are going on. How are these things going to run after you leave the physical form? How will these things continue? How are we going to, sustain all this? And Swami looked at him and said, you have understood nothing. He said, am I going and sitting in the college now? Am I going to the hospital and sitting there every day? Things will happen. Things will run. The same way things are running now, they will run the same way and maybe much better as well. So these were Swami's words, and we see it right now happening. Everything is happening, everything is running. This is the time where we have to rise up and confidently tell ourselves that yes, the same Swami who was outside and who gave you that encouragement, who gave you that smile, who gave you that pat, and who, cleared all your problems. Physically, in fact, in this context, on the technical side of the 85th birthday, this is another interesting aspect. Maybe about the last week of October, we went to Swami and some of the boys in the studio, because we more or less got a hint that we would be responsible for hiring the sound system as well. So we had downloaded the latest mixer, sound mixer, image from the internet, and we got the best speakers, everything, and we made a brochure just as a prayer to Swami. And we made a brochure telling that, Swami, please bless us, we will be arranging all this for the birthday. And then we thought that we should lay a special cable from the ground to the Kulwant Hall, so that old people who cannot come to the ground, they can have darshan here itself. So we sat as a group on the veranda. Swami came, I don't remember, sometime in October, last week of October, Swami came by, and we told Swami, for birthday we want to get involved in these activities. Chala santosham, chala santosham. He was very happy. Then we said, Swami, we want to lay a cable from there. His eyes just lit up, and his eyes became moist, because you are thinking of my devotees, you are thinking of making my devotees happy. So beautiful moment. Then the moment we said that, then he took this brochure, he put his hand on the brochure and blessed it, like tapped it 2-3 times. He said, Chandi, Chandi, very happy, very happy.
Do it.
Do it. Mm. Now, we didn't understand the meaning of that blessing at that point in time. But as the days passed, we started contacting a lot of people, professional groups, to come to hire the sound system and set it up. The groups we were contacting were exorbitantly high. I mean, for one day, they were quoting a lot. And we knew that on one hand, yes, it is one of the grandest functions. At the same time, Swami never likes wastage of funds and money. So, good quality, at the same time, in the best rates. And how to get everything together? So we contacted Chennai, we contacted Hyderabad, we contacted Bangalore. Everywhere we caught, people came in, they came and saw the place, the venue, the Hillview Stadium, and their quotes were very high. So we were thinking, my God, what's going to happen? One fine day, I think I was telling the other boys, just surrender, you leave it to Swami, you see, what will happen? Literally, out of the blue, a person called up, and he said, I'm from Pune, and we have this sound rental system. And we have done most of the biggest shows in India. We have done sound for most of the biggest shows in India. We heard there's a very grand program coming up. We would like to. The moment we went into details and we checked about the company, we found that yes, it was true. Now the wonder of wonders is, when actually they brought in their equipment, the same mixer which Swami had blessed, the same set of speakers which Swami had blessed.
On the brochure
which Swami had blessed, exactly the same equipment came in. Those were the latest equipment. And, you know, in our fancy, we just went
that
to
was
the
your
next,
dream
the
wish,
latest,
wish
you
list.
Know, Soundcraft or Yamaha on one side and Soundcraft on this model, this, that. We got the latest sound mixer, everything. But it actually came. So when Swami blesses a project, I mean, we have no idea. It actually happens.
Such far-reaching consequences everything he
See,
did or
because
said.
Because Swami was there with us physically, we had no idea. We just took him for granted, I would say that. Because we didn't understand, what it meant. His one look, what it can do. His one smile, what he can do. His one touch, what it could do. So, finally, it comes down to this. That, you know, he gave you those opportunities. He gave you many, proofs if for people who wanted that he knows everything, that he is there with you all through. And this comes out in a classic way, you know, when Swami is partly the host as well as the participant in many of the programs, like the sports meet, for example. He goes for the practice sessions. Then he is the main chief guest for the final performance. So he is there all through. See, these simple things which we have learnt with Swami, why should a chancellor go out and then go for the practice sessions when he is going to be the chief guest for the sports meet? Why should Swami go and see the drama rehearsals? He will go into every detail of the costumes. He will go into every details of the songs, of the dialogues. Is this not enough? This proves that he is there all through. This is the subtle message that he has been giving us. That Swami is there all through. He is there with you when you are preparing. He is there with you when you perform. He is there with you when you are giving your best. It is because of him you are giving your best. And for him you are giving your best. So, the whole thing is what he taught us when he was physically here. You do an action for him. You offer it to him. So, the moment you do an action thinking that, yes, this is what I want to offer it to him. See, it need not be music, need not be oratory, need not be anything else. Simple things. You know, there was one boy in the hostel who would religiously do the altar, Swami's altar in the hostel. He would clean. Out of the blue, Swami called him, "Hey boy, I will take you to Kodaikanal because you have sincerely done this work." Nobody needs to tell him. He will call out of the blue. So that Swami who was physically there rewarding you for every action you did will reward you from within today.
But what would you say to those who are not able to make that inner connection and they feel lost? They need a confirmation from an external source.
See, I would just say that it needs some silence. It needs silence and introspection. We are all fidgety and, you know, bubbly about so many things. You can be bubbly and fidgety about your words. You can be bubbly and fidgety about your actions. But deep within, you have to be very calm. And in the language of silence, you know, you hear God's voice. So you will hear His voice. You will feel His presence. It has happened to me. It has happened to many people. That when you are silent and you say, "Swami, you conduct," then you see how things happen. So because the moment you want an external confirmation or an external agent, it more or looks like a shortcut. Why do you need a shortcut? When Swami was physically here, in fact, see, that's what I'm saying. Every experience you had when he was here physically goes a long way to, you know, explain to us how we should lead our lives now. Because, like, we would take a card, for example. We would take a card for a function. And Swami would ask, did you make this card? Did you make this card? He would ask. Then if the boy said yes, very good. So, what is important is how much you are involved in it. How much you give your best to it. So when you give your best to it and you are involved in it, he is not bothered about the outcome. He is bothered about how much, how sincerely you want to offer that action to him. Be it your professional career, be it anything. See, then the another most important aspect which Swami has told is many people think that, oh, Sunday I will go for Samiti, rest of the month I can do what I want. It is these kind of people who feel the disconnect. This is a very subtle point. You know, if you think that going twice in a week for bhajan and going three times for Nagar Sangeet and somewhere and Suprabhatam and doing seva here there, I have done my sai bit of the life. Let me go on to the other part. You know, professional life, you know, it's different. Swami said, how dare you say this is different from that? This is the classic example of Professor Venkatraman's, you know, when Swami gave him the pen. And he asked him a few days later, where is that pen? He said, Swami, I have kept that pen specially for writing your discourses for spiritual work. He took it out on him. He said, how dare you distinguish between spiritual work and... there is nothing like spiritual work and mundane work. Every work is spiritual. So, I mean, the first step to making the inner connect is to consider every work spiritual. Or every work as an offering to Bhagawan. The moment you start thinking that, yes, this work I am doing for him, you would automatically want to do it in the best possible way. The moment you say that, yes, this is what I want to give it to him, whether it's you're cutting the vegetables, whether it is going to school, whether going to office, dealing with your boss, dealing with your colleagues, see your boss. In fact, this is a beautiful thing which just comes to my mind. One of the senior office bearers in the Sai organization told me once, this was personally told to him by Bhagawan. Swami said, you want the easiest way to be successful in the world? He asked him, shortcut, I mean the easiest way to be successful in the world. He said, yes, Swami. He said, any time you go, be it an interview, your job interview, your professional, your Sai Seva work related, anything, there is no differentiation. He says, you have to go and meet a person whom you know is going to be tough with you. And that's how generally we face problems. You have to meet a person whom you think may object, may not like, may be a barrier. And Swami said, when you go in front of that person, just close your eyes for a second. And then instead of his face, see Swami's face there. He said, do it. When you go to meet the person, when you, just before you make the first sentence, you see that person there, you just remove his face and put Swami's face there. Then you become normal, no problem. Swami will take care.
What a good tip.
I mean, this is the essence of all the sadhana, essence of everything.
See
the
God
moment
in
you
everyone.
See God in everybody,
yeah.
The moment you see God in others.
And this is like...
Now the beautiful point is, if that purpose for which you have gone is successful, that is his grace. If it is not successful, that is also his grace.
And that's his wish. You have to accept it.
How do you know that you think, see, Prema Param has proved, I thought that this is the way it should be. Swami says, no. First you surrender. So the moment you surrender to him, you see his face in place of the person right in front of you, he takes over. And you get nothing except success. That's it.
Wow. On that very practical and useful tip, CG, I really, really want to tell you I'm very grateful that you came out for this interview today, even though you have a very severe cold and cough.
That's right. And
you have difficulty in speaking. And I also know that you have a lot of responsibility to take care of this afternoon and next little while. So, which is something that you're honoring Swami's word and doing what you know will please him. Very few people would go out of their boundary of duty to do what you do. This, what you have shared with us, is just priceless. It's an insight we have never had, and I know that it will help a lot of people, listeners out there. Dear listeners, I hope you concur with me. I hope you have enjoyed listening to Brother CG as much as I have. I've had a real blast on Morning Glory having him as my guest. Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much.
I mean, such an honor and a privilege to have you, honestly.
It's an honor to remember all this. I mean,
I know.
That's the most important part.
I agree with that also, because so much to whom much is given, much is expected. And by sharing the grace that Swami has showered upon you, you have blessed all of us.
So we have to graduate from remembering it in pulses to remembering it all the time.
Very true.
So that's the only sadhana you have to do. To constantly remember this, remember His love. That constant integrated awareness, that's all it is. So if you are constantly in tune with that, that's all you have to do, nothing else.
Absolutely. I hope Swami gives us that motivation to get there. Now, dear listeners, as always, I will be waiting for your feedback and I will joyfully share it with Brother CG, so you know where to reach us by email. As always, we are available at listener@radiosai.org, and I will close today's show by playing for you the tracks that we spoke about from Prema Pravaham, so that you can enjoy some of the music that Bhagwan enjoyed, because now you know behind this scene, the drama behind the success of this program, and I think it will mean a lot more to you. So I will leave you to enjoy some tracks from Prema Pravaham. Until I see you next Thursday, please be well. Stay inspired and do whatever it takes to be in a positive space. Thank you for your company and Jai Sai Ram.
Sai Premaye Veda Saramu. ఇటికి జీవనాధారము
వేదవాణి సకల జనులకు దారి చూపే దీపము వేద సారమే విశ్వమంతటికి జీవనాధారము
వేదవాణి సకల జనులకు దారి చూపే దీపము
ప్రణవము వేదము సృష్టికి మూలము జనవాహినికిది తెలుపగా ప్రణవము వేదము సృష్టికి మూలము జనవాహినికిది తెలుపగా
సోమకాసురుని సంహరించి ఇల వేద రాసి దరి చేచగా
అవతరించినావు స్వామి అవతరించినావు
వేద శాఖలే తో పుట్టువులుగరామునిగా ప్రభవించినావు
వేద శాఖలే తో పుట్టువులుగరామునిగా ప్రభవించినావు
యాగముగాచి ఋషులను బ్రోచి దానములను పరిమార్చినావు యాగముగాచి ఋషులను బ్రోచి దానవులను పరిమార్చినావు.
గోపబాలునిగా అసురులే ధృంచి నీ భక్తులే రక్షించినావు.
గోపబాలునిగా అసురుల దృంచి నీ భక్తుల రక్షించినావు. మృతమును బోధన చేసి వేదసారం అందించినావు, వేదసారం అందించినావు.
ఆనందబాలుడై తన వారి గుర్తింప తరలి వచ్చే ఆనందబాలుడై తన వారి గుర్తింప తరలి వచ్చే
ఆ రామచంద్రుడై తన బంటులను కనుగొనగా వచ్చే ఆ రామచంద్రుడై తన బంటులను కనుగొనగా వచ్చే
పురుషనివతరించగా సంశయించినారు, వేద పురుషనివతరించగా సంశయించినారు.
దర్శనముతో భ్రమలు తొలగి నీ దివ్య సన్నిధికి చేరారు, దర్శనముతో భ్రమలు తొలగి నీ దివ్య సన్నిధికి చేరారు.
వేదనిధికి ప్రశాంతి నిలయం మూల పీఠమై వెలిసింది,
వేదనిధికి ప్రశాంతి నిలయం మూల పీఠమై వెలిసింది. యజ్ఞయాగముల వేద వైభవం వేగిరేకులై విరిసింది,
యజ్ఞయాగముల వేద వైభవం వేగిరేకులై విరిసింది. నీవు నాటిన బంగారు మొలక, నీవు నాటిన బంగారు మొలక సుందర సుమదళ శోభతో మహావృక్షమై పెరిగింది, నీవు నాటిన బంగారు మొలక సుందర సుమదళ శోభతో మహావృక్షమై పెరిగింది.
వేద ఘోష నినదించింది, వేద ఘోష నినదించింది.
జ్యోతి
కులము మతము భాష మరచి జనవాహిని శృతి కలిపారు.
కులము మతము భాష మరచి జనవాహిని శృతి కలిపారు.
దైవం వేద స్వరూపమని జగతిని ఒకడే దైవమని
దైవం వేద స్వరూపమని జగతిని ఒకడే దైవమని
విశ్వజనీన వేదమణి అమృతవాణి వినిపించినావు అమృతవాణి వినిపించినావు.